96.2 FM, Trent plays the damned, and the track called Gigolo. Thank you very much indeed for all the calls this morning on our phone-in. We had some interesting discussion, and some important discussion as well, fairly disturbing on occasions. Thank you for your calls this morning. No doubt we'll continue it on Thursday morning at 11:30. Or perhaps you'd like to drop me a line, David Lloyd, The Morning Show, Radio Trent, Castlegate in Nottingham. Talking about English grammar, here's a little poser for you. Can you think of two, just a bit of fun here, because I don't know the answer. Can you think of two English words, and apparently there are two, that sound the same, are spelt differently, and mean the opposite? Have a think about it. Two English words which sound the same, spelt differently, and mean the opposite. Have a little think about it. 9 minutes past 12.
Listen
to the voice of Mama Cass. Beautiful, 96.2, plays Mama Cass and Dream, A Little Dream of Me. Tonight, as you jump into bed and curl up between those cold sheets, Rob Wagstaff, Dreaming on the Radio, 9 till 11 with Nightlife. Derby Road at the junction of Nottingham Road at Langley Mill is closed for the next 3 days due to a burst water main, so watch out there. Derby Road at the junction of Nottingham Road at Langley Mill, closed for the next 3 days due to a burst water main.
Is your church hiding some good news? Have you got a vivacious vicar? A gigantic jumble sale? A spectacular Sunday school? A tap dancing curate? Or a choir boy with the finest tonsils in the East Midlands?
My voice is breaking! Just like my brothers!
Well, if you have, don't keep it to yourself. I'm Val Ogden and I'd love to hear what your church is up to. So why don't you drop me a line or pop your church magazine in the post to Radio Trent, 29 to 31 Castlegate, Nottingham, NG1 7AP, or you can give me a ring on 581 731, especially if you've got
Thank
a vivacious
you.
Vicar
yes.
or an
Val Ogden,
ecclesiastical
our,
evangelist or
ecclesiastical eccentric newcomer.
Radio Trent 301.
Sarah Plain! What a loud record that is! Sounds like the demolition of the Radford Flats, doesn't it? Bang, bang, thud, crash! Had the track called If That's What It Takes. Good afternoon, 17 minutes past 12, Tuesday afternoon, the 10th day of February 1987. I'm David Lloyd on the radio till 1 o'clock today. News from Thursday's diary page concerning the Woolerton Towns Women's Guild, and they've got a meeting planned at St Leonard's Church Hall, Bramcote Lane in Woolerton. It starts at 7:15 on Thursday evening, and that's a talk entitled Ramblings of a Rose Grower. To be followed by Ramblings of a Disc Jockey, I think. Tonight,
new classes in Tai Chi, the ancient Chinese health exercise.
And they're being held at Kimberley Recreation Centre tonight. The exercises are for people of
all ages. For more details, call
382-025. 382-025. If you're interested in this Tai Chi, the ancient Chinese health exercise, which apparently is quite beneficial, so they say, 382-025 is the number to bear in mind. Larger events looking forward to tonight. Theatre Royal sees the Rocky Horror Show.
Brad! Janet!
With the lasers as well. It's on at the Theatre Royal tonight, the Rocky Horror Show. Much to the disgust of the Theatre Royal cleaners who have to clean up the muck that's left. And if you've seen it ever, you'll know why. If you haven't, you'll think, what the devil's he talking about now? Nick Kershaw sings through the breeze blocks at the Royal Concert Hall. Nottingham Playhouse is dark at the moment, but they're looking forward to the new posh production with Lionel Blair later on. At the Powerhouse, which is formerly the drama studio at Clifton, a local duo called Troupe de Doris. Rock City tonight, Ghost Dance into a Circle. Hedda Gabler at the Lace Market Theatre tonight. And in Mansfield at your Civic Theatre, as you probably know, it's Mother Goose. And that's the entertainment you can see around the city today. On the radio station Trent, 2:30, or 2 o'clock should I say, bring Steve Berwick. 2 till 3:45. I'll get the time right in a minute. 2 till 5:45. Steve Merrick's afternoon show, including at 2:45. A chance to win a Betty Boop video and a t-shirt. All with Steve Merrick on Radio TRENT. How can I get Steve Merrick's programme confused? I mean, it's not as though it's innocuous, is it? It's not as though it doesn't stick out. I mean, it sticks out like a sore thumb, Steve Merrick's programme. 2 o'clock till 5:45, the entertainment from the veteran vintage Steve Merrick.
Ring the care line on 413121 if you could give to the RSPCA in Hyson Green a duplicator.
The care line on 413121 would like to hear from anybody with 10 foot by 7 foot of carpet from Mums and Toddlers Group in West Bridgeford.
Those are the Hollies. Brand new record from them in 1987 called This Is It. Well, top travel writers today have come up with the most romantic places for a Valentine's weekend, and they include places like Yorkshire and Cornwall. Yorkshire and Cornwall, the most romantic places for a loving weekend for people alone together. Places frequented by Heathcliff and Kathy. Yorkshire and Cornwall, the most romantic places in Britain. And we'll be finding out more about those on Friday's programme. I wonder what's the least romantic place? What's the least romantic place in Nottingham city centre? You know, where can you not imagine? Not imagine kind of starting a relationship? Like roof of Mount Street car park or cuddling by the leaf stem. Sitting behind each other, back to back on the line outside the council house. It's 12:27 in the morning. When you're out there on your own.
Archaeologists have discovered the remains of a 170,000-year-old hippopotamus on the site of a proposed nuclear waste dump in Lincolnshire. Scientists say if the Fulbeck area is chosen as a dump, other valuable prehistoric remains could be destroyed. Those stories and more follow in Trended One.
Mike Blair reporting there. Your winter weather word. Says becoming mainly dry today with sunny periods, maximum temperatures around about 7 Celsius, 45 Fahrenheit, but it will feel colder in those fresh to strong westerly winds. Dry tonight with clear periods allowing a few patches of mist to form by morning, and then a slight frost in places with a minimum temperature expected of near minus 1 Celsius, 30 Fahrenheit, and only a light southerly wind. Currently in Nottingham's Metroplex, it's 5 Celsius. Radio Trent, Caroline. Not quite sure where Nottingham is. Nottingham.
What's a Metroplex, anyway?
That's a city.
Is it?
Yeah, so it's a trendy word for city. Oh. The Metroplex.
I didn't realise you were so trendy, don't
Yay!
You?
In Nottingham. Anyway, from the Nottingham care line here at Radio Trent, we say good morning to Tracy. What news have you for us?
Well, we're starting off with a young man called Paul. Now, Paul has cerebral palsy, and he's already proved his ability as an athlete by running to raise money for senior citizens at Home Pierpont on the 25th. And now we've been asked to run for the National Disabled Squad. Now, the Trent 5 will be running against an Irish team on Saturday the 14th at Home Pierpont, and Paul Williams will be there participating. And finally, if you were listening at 10:30, you heard an interview with Tracy Gregory and Gary Robson from the Nottingham Advocacy Group. And this is just a quick reminder about the meeting. On Wednesday, it's between 7:30 and 9:30. There'll actually be plenty of time to discuss what the advocacy group is actually trying to do, and of course with the closing of Saxondale, it's something which is quite topical. And David and I from the Caroline will be going along down there. Hopefully we'll have a right to reply, just as everyone else will. And that's 7:30 to 9:30 tomorrow night. So if you want any information about that or anything else, give us a call on the usual Caroline number.
413121. What about right. That chest freeze yesterday then?
Is great. We tried to ring you because we got sort of 6 or 7 yesterday.
Yes.
Not just
loads. You didn't
loads.
Tell me.
Well, we tried to get through, but we couldn't because you were always so busy down at Radio Trent. You know that. We tried to get through, but we couldn't, so we just gave up in the end.
Yeah.
We had 6 or 7 come through, including 3 to actually give them. So thanks very much to everyone who wanted to give them. And one of them was a man called Mr. Chapman who'd actually been involved in the auction. He gave something for the auction. So thanks very much, Mr. Chapman, and everyone else who replied. And they're still coming in. So we know that we have got freezers for Emmanuel House and Maston House, but any other freezers you can let us have, please do, because we're giving them to other organisations like the Canal Street Night Shelter and that kind of thing. But we're also getting better.
Excellent.
You're
magic.
Welcome.
Well, thanks for that little good news at the end. Thank you. That's Tracy with the Care Line today, and the Care Line team will return unabated. Sorry.
Unabated.
It's just the man who coughed in the background. He doesn't sound well.
It's actually from the Central Nottingham Health Education Unit. Radio Trent Care Line,
413121. Oh. It's 23 to 1 o'clock. 2, 4, 6, 8, 2, 4, 6, 8. Oh, here we are, here we are, and here we go. That's a record. article that's so good it's worth writing to Val Ogden about that one.
Dear Val.
Or four lines in the Weatherfield Recorder. 1977, that's Quo and rocking all over the world. Play that one for Mark Edis. Thank you very much indeed, Mark, for your kind offer of transporting Keith Unwin to his Valentine's disco. All for a good cause, and we thank you for your support. Mark, Keith, have a successful Valentine's night discotheque.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
From telly, this comes 40 rock and roll classics.
Rock, we're gonna rock around the clock tonight. If you knew Peggy Sue.
Over 90 minutes of vintage rock and roll by the original legends, including Bill Haley, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, Eddie Cochran, and Gene Vincent.
Well,
be
she's my
baby.
Wake up,
wake up. On 40 Rock and Roll Classics, you'll also find the Everly Brothers, Little Richard, Bobby Darin, Chuck Berry, and Bobby V, amongst a host of rock and rollers who changed the face of music.
Baby, please don't ever make her blue.
I'll never forget him, the leader of the pack.
40 Rock and Roll Classics, music that made it when rock was young, and so was I. Get it now on 2 records or 1 long-playing cassette, just $7.99, including postage and packing. Exclusively available from Teledisc and not in the shops.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
So to order, ring us now on 0726-68000. The number again, 0726-68000. All right.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Booty, booty, oh, rooty. Oh, wah, bah, loo, ma, blah, bam, boom.
Radio Trans and you.
One more phone call today.
Hello, is that Whiting Machine Tools?
It isn't, no.
It isn't Whiting Machine Tools?
No.
Who's that then?
Anyone, 0949.
Yeah.
39.
Yeah.
114.
What's that number again? 0949.
That's it.
Yeah.
39.
Yeah.
114.
Yeah.
4.
09. 093. Oh, hello, Carol.
I'm going to take your access card from your wife this afternoon.
You're going to what? Who? Why?
Take your access card from your wife, and I'm going to charge you such a bill. You rotten devil.
I don't think I am who you think I am. I haven't got an access card. For that matter, I haven't got a wife either.
Never.
It's David Lloyd at Radio Trent. Who did you think I was?
I thought you were the husband of the girl that's put you up to ring you me up.
Now, the hang on. Oh, this is getting confusing. Now, the girl is Michelle Woodward, presumably.
That's right, yes.
Yes. She lives out at Stragglethorpe.
Yes, she does, and we're off to town this afternoon.
Oh, I see.
And that's why I was threatening you with her husband's access card.
Ah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, I don't mind being confused with him. Yeah, I think he's got more money than I have.
No, he won't have by the end of the afternoon.
I bet he won't, no. It's the end of the month when the access bills come through, though, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Did you have a nice evening? Was it last night?
Yes, it was. I'd better explain for people who've just joined us, because we have lots of people who just turn on right about now.
Right.
You know, and went out last night with a lady. Is she a lady?
Well, I'll leave you to explain.
Now, Michelle Woodward lives out at Stragglethorpe, and she rang up during our appeal and said, I'll bid some money. I think it was £30 if you'll go out with me. Go out with her. So we went out last night. It wasn't a very well-planned evening, but we went out for a meal at Grand Central Diner, which was nice. So we had a good night, it was all right. She does go on, doesn't she?
Oh, you can't get a word in edgeways, can you? Mind you, you'd be well matched, wouldn't you?
Oh, thank you. And I love you too. And she said, will you ring me friend? And what was all this about Whiting Machine Tools? You used to work for them?
That's right. Well, I do work for them.
Yeah.
That's right. And this number is confused with the business number. And so sort of friends of mine who want to wind me up use this number and say silly things like, is that Whiting
Machine Tools? Right, tools? And of course it's not Whiting Machine Tools, it's Carol.
That's right.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much for ringing.
When's your birthday?
It was yesterday.
Oh, well, happy birthday for yesterday.
And can you remember 2 years ago? On my 30th,
yes.
You came along to Cropple Bishop,
yes,
with the bouquet of flowers.
To read you some poetry.
That's right, embarrassed me to death. No, well, it made the night, it was lovely.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Well, it's been nice speaking to you. Where am I speaking to you at? Where are you?
Cropple Bishop.
Right now you are?
That's right,
What's happening at Cropple Bishop this afternoon?
This afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh, not a lot.
Usual hive of activity, is it?
This is it. This is why I'm off to town, yeah.
You don't know anything about this bus shelter, do you? You know the one that says, I love you, Liz, come home?
Oh, I don't.
No, I want to find out. I want to find out about that. When did it appear?
Well, it came, it must have been last week. Yeah. Sometime last week or late on the week before that. But I want to know.
Yes, we all want to know who Liz is and whether she's come home.
Yes.
We'll follow it up. All right, have a nice day.
Thanks for ringing.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. The music in your life comes from Randy Crawford. Radio Trend. You lucky, lucky thing. Almas, you lucky, lucky thing. Almas, you lucky, lucky thing. Okay, so what's the story behind Liz? And has she come home? Please drop me a line. Please let me know. But everyone who drives down the A52 in the morning wants to know who Liz is and whether she's come home. Please, please, tell Trent. Isn't it funny when you go out for a meal? You sit there looking at the menu for ages and ages and ages. Then you decide to have the same thing. And if somebody takes you out for a meal, you don't look at what it is. You look at how much it is, don't you? You're scared stiff of being charged too much, you know. Well, I can't have that. It's £7.40. 10 to 1. Day and night. Discover the secret. A classified secret. The magic of the Beach Boys and of Radio Trent. I must say a very good morning to the Sun journalists. Hello, journalists. There's an amazing article in there this morning concerning Doris Stokes. The Sun is offering a very special service. Apparently you write into The Sun and they get Doris Stokes to pass on your message to your loved ones who've since passed on. And then once you get messages back, they print them in The Sun. So, you know, The Sun have got this direct line to heaven. And you have to write to The Sun, message from beyond, Virginia Street, London. Oh. We've got a letter from Bingham, we have. Yeah. I bet they have to pass. I love you, Liz, come home, on their way to work. From Bingham Orchard Avenue, from Carol Poxon, and she says, can you please play a record for my daughter's birthday today? Her name's Caroline, and she's 20 years old.